Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, October the 16th, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. 47 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in the Marion area. Having an interesting time here on this Monday morning. Do want to run down the big events coming up here, though. Kids Night Out, Kroger, Marion, Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come join us for some free activities and treats. We'll have stations set up around the store for kids to enjoy. Treats are subject to change depending on the number of kids they have. Kids Night Out at the Kroger, Marion, Mount Gilead Road, October 30th from 4 until 6 p.m. All right, Dinner with the Presidents coming up on Saturday, November the 4th, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. Event pricing, $40 for VIP seating, $35 for general seating. Speaking presidents, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester Arthur, Theodore Roosevelt. Non-speaking presidents, George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, U.S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren Harding, and Harry Truman. First ladies, Nellie Taft and Mamie Eisenhower. Okay. Let's see here. Master of Ceremonies, Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service Agent, 1914 to 1943, and Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States. I don't think she was there last year. She was recovering from, I think, her leg injury, so she'll be back this year. That'll be great. You can get tickets through October the 18th, just days away. Marion County Historical Society, Heritage Hall, 169 East Church Street. And or you can call them, 740-387-4255, or go to marionhistory.com, marionhistory.com. All right. Let's see here. The last word here on this whole thing about society and how women look and the whole spiel here. I was talking about the freshman 15, and the rebuttal here was the freshman 15 is because they are away from home for the first time and they're on their own. They are usually eating out more and eating more junk and probably drinking some too, along with likely working out less. They don't gain a freshman 15 because they don't care what people think. Well, right, and I think that's what happens when people get into a long-term relationship or a marriage or so on and so forth. I think they are just not necessarily eating the right things anymore or paying much attention, moving around as much as they once did. Nothing wrong with this, but the point I wanted to make about this, there are a lot of women who are over the age of 60 who I think look great. You know, they own their age. They're not afraid to tell people what their age is. They don't try to do all these things to look a certain way. They don't go out and fake tan and Botox and all these things. I think they just try to look their age, and I think it looks very nice. And as we were talking about on Friday, we were talking about how a lot of times the woman in the family, the older woman in the family kind of becomes the matriarch of the family and runs everything. It's usually not the man. It's the woman who makes the calls for the holidays and runs the parties and does things like that. So I think it's at that point, the woman is very much to be revered, and it has nothing to do with looks anymore. And maybe it's because they don't care about looks at that point that it really doesn't become an issue. I'm sure they care somewhat about looks, but it's just not the most important thing, and maybe that's the difference between women in the category of 30 to 50 and the women who maybe are over 50. In my opinion, again, just my opinion here. All right, if anybody's got anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That's all I was saying. It's not a knock on women, because you know what? I think men go through midlife crises. I think they try to go to the gym and buy cars and try to find younger women and that whole sort of thing. So it's not like it doesn't happen. It happens, I think, with everybody on some degree, on some level. I just think with women, it's more about maybe society or maybe a pressure they put on themselves, a little bit of a phobia of getting older. I think once you get to a certain age, you accept it. But I think there is I guess it's why it's called middle age. You don't know, you don't want to be a kid anymore, but you don't want to be what somebody would call older. But what is older in our society today? I don't even know what older is anymore. People are living longer. People are very active. They're working longer. I don't know. What is older? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, getting a message here from one of our listeners. Turned 70 this year, earned every gray hair I have, and proud of it. Now, see, there you go. And I think that's essentially the point, is that I think once you're over 50, and again, it's different for everybody, but I think once you're over 50 that, hey, it doesn't matter so much anymore what I look like. It's more about I don't know what you would say. It's more about personality. Okay. 740-751-4038. But I do think that the middle-aged women have a little harder time with this. And just before we move on to the next subject here, when I said somebody looked puffy, I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm just saying they looked puffier to me. There are a lot worse words I could use. They looked a little puffier than they did the last time that I'd saw them. But who knows? Maybe it's because they're happy. I have no idea. I'm not in their life, and if they're happy with it, good for them. Okay. Holy mackerel. What have we not covered here? Oh, you know something I did do over the weekend is I did see the new Frasier. Adam called in and talked about this last week, and I did see the first episode of the new Frasier, which is the reboot, and I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. I like the fact that they don't have any of the older cast in there, or the cast from the past. I think the fact that they've got him surrounded by a whole new group of people, I think that's good. I think that it makes the show better. I think that gives him new things to do. I like the fact that he moved back to Boston, which is where Cheers was obviously set, where that character started. I like that. I think that gives the series a lot of leeway now that he's out of Seattle. Yeah, I think the actors are good. The actor who plays his son, the whole thing. The only thing that I thought was a little off was the people that he works with. I guess at the school that he's lecturing at. I thought that group maybe could have been cast a little better. But other than that, on the whole, I think the new Frasier will work well. Should be a success if people can find it. See, I don't understand this whole new streaming service thing. I don't know why you would put a reboot like Frasier on a streaming service. I mean, is that a better way to go? To end up on a streaming service? Seems to me like all these other reboots have been on television. Like Night Court and Quantum Leap and what else has been on? Will and Grace had a reboot. Murphy Brown had a reboot. Roseanne's reboot. I think they all have been on regular channels so people could watch them. And certainly Frasier was as popular as those shows. So I don't know why Frasier is not on a regular network. I wonder why it's on a streaming service, Paramount Plus. But a good show, and we'll see how that all turns out. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Rest in peace, Suzanne Somers. That's sad.
Yeah, you know, I saw that come up late yesterday. I thought that was the day before her 77th birthday.
Ugh. And do you have any plans for Sweetest Day?
Uh-oh, when is Sweetest Day?
Saturday.
Oh, is it this Saturday?
I do believe.
Well, I'm glad you got in early with this so I can make some plans for Sweetest Day, because it could have blown right by me and I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, there you go. I saved your life.
You did. It could have been bad for me. I might not have. Now, what is Sweetest Day is just like the end of the year version of Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, it's kind of just like a knockoff Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you're supposed to do something nice that day and kind of impress people. Now, do you like those holidays? Or is it a holiday, those days, I guess?
Okay, so I'm single, but if I was in a relationship, we would be celebrating Sweetest Day and Valentine's Day like a week later for 50% off and sticking it to the man.
Do you think that people are forced into those days in a way? Do you think that, well, I've definitely got
to... If they allow themselves to be, see, that's why I will probably never... I'll have to always remain single, because I would have to be with someone as crazy as me. Like, most people would just be like, you know, think that was kind of a little far out there. I got to be with somebody that would be like right on Dave, you know, like, and would be okay with that.
But do you think that's a day where people go out and essentially do kind of a version of love bombing?
Yeah. I think if you're in a relationship, there's probably people that bought, you know, jewelry and candy, and they make all kinds of expensive, you know, dinner dates and all kinds of stuff that they can't afford. But I'm saying if I were in a relationship, we could do it like a week later for 50 or 75%.
Right, right. take people away for the weekend. I wonder if this is a big proposal holiday.
Probably.
Yeah, probably is. Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you called in and gave us a heads up on that. Sweetest Day on Saturday.
Yep. Have a good show.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Sarah brings up the point there. Suzanne Somers did pass away yesterday, I think it was, at the age of 76. And I believe today would have been her 77th birthday. So that's unfortunate, and I'm sure very tough for her family. But a good actress in a lot of good television series over the years. Three's Company, Step by Step, which ran later on in her career, but ran for a long time. So Suzanne, so I think now the only remaining cast member left from Three's Company is Joyce DeWitt, who was her character's name on that show? What was her character on Three's Company? Isn't that terrible? Cannot remember her name. Yeah, John Ritter's character and Suzanne Somers' character. Janet. Her name was Janet. There you go. Jay, just like her name, Joyce. Oh, yes, Sweetest Day coming up on Saturday. Well, now I'll have to remember that and make sure I get all the work done you have to do for Sweetest Day. I don't know. Is that a day people propose and take people away on vacations and do things? You know, again, it's another one of those things, in a weird way, where I guess you prove that you like somebody. I don't know. It's kind of an odd day, in my opinion. I don't even think there used to be a Sweetest Day. I think you had Valentine's Day in February, and I don't even know what this Sweetest Day really has to do with. I'm not sure what the correlation is there. But I'm sure a lot of people will get into trouble on Saturday. What I mean by getting in trouble is that they will let somebody come in and do something nice. Somebody will propose. Somebody will give jewelry. Somebody will do something ridiculous. And the person will go, oh, isn't that nice? And there you go. You'll have a disaster on your hands come Monday. Well, you probably won't realize it's a disaster on Monday, but it'll eventually come. I'm sure we'll see all the pictures on the internet over the weekend of all the wonderful things that people had done for Sweetest Day. You know, it is a good reminder, though. You don't want to, if you're in something like that, you don't want to skip over it. Because if you skip over it, then people are going to get angry. But I don't know, some people I think go a little too far. I think, you know, maybe dinner, that's nice. Maybe candy, maybe something like that. But I honestly think once you go, once you start giving out jewelry and things of that nature for Sweetest Day, I don't know. I think that's a little far, but whatever people want to do. It's on the calendar. I guess that's our big October. Interesting that Sweetest Day happens the same month that Halloween happens, isn't it? I think that's interesting. Any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I'm trying to think if I have ever done anything for Sweetest Day. You know, if I have, it's not coming to my brain. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't. I can't take a polygraph on this. But I don't remember anything necessarily happening on Sweetest Day in the past. But if I did do something, somebody pointed out to me. Because I'm not saying it didn't happen. Let's put it that way. Okay, we covered the new Frasier. We covered Sweetest Day. Glad we've got that on our agenda now. I think we've done everything here today. Okay, well, speaking of something like Sweetest Day, we had a Family Feud question last week, and we started it right as the show was going off the air. Now, I think we did get two answers to this, but you know what? I think I remember which two answers they were, but we're going to open the thing wide here again. The Family Feud question was, roses are red, violets are blue, what kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? There you go, for a Sweetest Day coming up. There are six answers. Now, I believe we did get two last week, but we'll take it again. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Maybe somebody wasn't listening last week when we did this. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Six big answers here. Does anybody have the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
You can just pick dandelions. They're free.
Dandelions? Yes, dandelions are number five on the list. I think that we did get that one last week, but we'll put it there again.
Okay, well, maybe something that's free, so any kind of a weed flower, or maybe like you have a pear tree, like I do, just send the pear flowers, and maybe you can replant them and get pears in 10 years. Yeah, that's being pretty cheap.
I don't see any pear tree on the list.
Okay, I would probably do that myself.
Well,
but maybe I can find a pair of good answers, right?
Well, dandelions are there, so you got one. You just need to find another one.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right. Okay, 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Dandelions, number five on the list here today. There are six total answers here. Does anybody have the other five? Dandelions, I think, are one of the ones we did get the last time we did this. I don't remember if it was Thursday. Might have been Wednesday was the last time we did this. But we do have dandelions. Dandelions, number five on the list. Does anybody have any of the other five? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning. October the 16th, 2023. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? All right. Dandelions, number 5 on the list. And so far, that's all that we've got. What other flowers are on the cheap? We still need 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. Does anybody know the answers? 35 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Essentially, without doing the rhyme here again, because doing this rhyme over and over, I think will drive me nuts. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Dandelions, number 5 on the list. We still have 5 other big answers. Any horticulturalists out there in the audience today that can fill in with the other 5? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy? I guess, I don't. Maybe this is their dates. Maybe this is their girlfriends. Maybe this, I don't know. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy is the question here today. Dandelions, number 5. You know, you don't buy dandelions, though, do you? Do places sell dandelions? Can you go into a flower shop and say, give me some dandelions? I've never seen that, but I guess it could happen, in theory. What do you think the number 1 answer is? You know, and not being somebody who knows a whole lot about flowers here, some of these are kind of interesting. I guess they're cheap flowers to get. You know, I'll have to write this down for Sweetest Day on Saturday. These are the cheap kind of flowers that you buy. All right, does anybody have an answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Again, the category is kind of our rhyming category here. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Dandelions came in at number 5 on the list. 3 people said dandelions. What are the other 5 answers? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
Daisies.
Daisies. Now, daisies are number 1 on the list. Now, why are daisies number? Are they cheap?
They are cheap.
Really?
Now, they're right up there with getting used funeral flowers.
Oh, is that right? They're right. So if I wanted to order somebody, let's say for Sweetest Day coming up on Saturday, if I wanted to order somebody a dozen dandelions, what would that, or a dozen daisies, what would that cost?
Oh, might run you $3 or $4.
Really? That cheap?
If you could find a florist that carries them even.
Yeah, so basically these are things you have to just pick yourself. Can you get dandelions this time of year?
Now this might be something to send Matt out on, since he's never been to a florist. Maybe have him go out there and price the cheapest flower.
That's right. He's never been to a florist. He doesn't understand the whole concept behind flower deliveries or anything like that. Aye.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, we had the whole conversation with Matt where apparently he's never been to a florist or understands the whole idea as to why you would send somebody flowers or any of that. But yes, daisies are number 1 on the list. 39 people said daisies. Okay. So now we've got 2. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies are number 1. And dandelions are number 5 on the list. But we still have 4 other answers to go on this list of 6. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Daisies, number 1. and Dandelions number 5. Well, I guess we've got the two that begin with D. What are the other 5? 39 people said dandelions, or daisies. 39 people said daisies. That was number 1 on the list. And 3 people said dandelions. That was number 5. All right. 2, 3, 4, and 6 all remain on this list. 40 minutes past the hour. Who's got the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies come in at number 1 with 39 people. Dandelions come in at number 5 with 3 people. And now we all know, sweetest day coming up this Saturday. It's the classic day to do something nice. Now, clearly, I think this is more of a female holiday where you or a female. I don't think it's a holiday. More of a female day where you get something for the female in your life. But who knows? Maybe it goes both ways. I'm really trying to rack my mind here and think if I've ever done anything for Sweetest Day or ever planned anything. And honestly, if I did, I don't remember it, so it must not have been that memorable. I can't say for sure that I never did anything, but I guess it's a possibility that I've never done anything. People get into that, and I think that's interesting in a way. I mean, I guess it's society telling us we need to do something, but see, here's the thing. I like to honor people all year long. If I like somebody, I like to honor them all year long. I don't need to wait for one day to tell them how much I like them. You know, I think you should tell them on a daily basis. I think that skips a lot of this Valentine's Day and Sweetest Day and all these things that you're supposed to remember. You know, Sweetest Day comes along, and then eventually you get Breakup Day, because, you know, that happens too. You know, a lot of stress on relationships this time of year, heading into the holidays. Do we go to her family? Do we go to his family? Are they the same time? We got to buy gifts for this person and that person, and how are we going to do Christmas and all that sort of thing? You know, it gets very difficult out there in the world this time of year. Now, the girl will always say, you don't have to do anything for me for Sweetest Day. Oh, and here's another little rule of thumb. If somebody wants to take you away for the weekend, that should be a red flag, because chances are they're going to do something like propose to you. Now, I'm not saying that'll always happen. Now, if you're already married, I guess you're safe. You can go away on those weekends. But a lot of people take those days and they use them for that reason. Oh, let's go to the lodge. Let's go to the resort. Let's go to the whatever. And I'm telling you, don't act surprised when something happens. 43 minutes past the hour here. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, well, we've got 2 of the answers, but that's all we got. 4 left to go here. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Now, the cheap guys probably aren't going to be proposing. Daisies are number 1. 39 people said daisies. And dandelions are number 5 on the list. 3 people said dandelions. We still have 2, 3, 4, and 6. You know who likes to jump into marriages? People who've been married many times. I guess it's just like another notch in the belt for them. They go away for Sweetest Day and come back. I'm engaged. Oh, okay, for the 3rd, 4th, 5th time. Okay, there you go. Shouldn't really shock you at that point, should it? You know, after so many, I think it just doesn't shock you anymore. Oh, goodness gracious. October 16th, 2023, 44 minutes past the hour here. 47 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. We're looking for answers, and we're not getting them here this morning. That is for sure. 15 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Well, maybe our listening audience out there only gets the high-dollar flowers. Could be. Daisies, number one. 39 people said daisies. And dandelions, number five. 3 people said dandelions. What about answers 2, 3, 4, and 6? Essentially looking for cheap flowers here, I guess is what we're doing. 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about artificial flowers?
Artificial, you know, plastic, fake, that's number 6 on the list. So what do you think about Sweetest Day? You think this is a real thing?
I guess.
You think it's...
If you're a girl, you know, Sweetest Day means a lot, I guess. But if you're a guy, it just means you got to spend money.
Well, it does, but do you think this is a big proposal day, take people away for the... I'm sure that's why they put it on the weekend, on Saturday.
I just always slept in on the Sweetest Day. That way I don't have to worry about it, and I'm not... That way nobody wants to marry me.
you just
sleep right on in. Don't bother getting up.
Don't even get up on Sweetest Day. I don't know. I just think it's one of those cases, again, where... You can kind of woo somebody. It gives you a chance to woo them. You can, you know, take them out for a big, nice dinner, take them away for the weekend, buy them a nice piece of jewelry, something like that.
I think it works great for the, you know, people that are newly in a relationship or something. But, you know, if you've been married for a while or you've been seeing somebody for a while, you know, I never even knew that there was a Sweetest Day, so...
You know, I'm not sure what year that became a thing.
You know, Valentine's Day, I mean, how many more days do you need for a reason to get somebody flowers?
Well, see, that's my question.
Candy or whatever.
Well, that's my question. I mean, do we really need a day to tell people that we like them? I mean, I would think you wouldn't need one.
I mean, they ought to know you like them by the way you treat them every day. You know, every day.
Well, I mean, my goodness, we've got Sweetest Day, we've got Valentine's Day, we've got, of course, their birthday, we've got Christmas. I mean, how many days a year do you have to buy somebody something just to show them that you care about them?
Well, most of these holidays are nothing more than, you know, reason for you to spend money.
Well, that's true, but you know what? Again, people fall for it every year. Again, I bet there'll be more proposals this weekend. Of course, the flower shops will be empty. People will be getting the balloons and the chocolates. The hotels will be filled up, people taking people on little trips. I mean, it's a funny thing how we do this in society.
Yeah, how holidays are always tied to gifts and presents and money. And, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, that's... Good holiday because, you know, you get to eat.
It's more of a bribe holiday, I think. I think you're just basically bribing. I like you. I need to impress you. Here we go.
Right.
So there we go. But,
you know, about a long time ago, well, this guy, you know, friend of mine, he went to Harding. You know, I always, you know, told him, I said, you know, Pleasant could beat Harding. Because Pleasant has some championships. Oh, no. Pleasant would never have a chance to beat Harding, no. Well, you know, in the last few years, Pleasant and Harding's been playing, and what happens?
Well, what do you think happened on Friday night? Because River Valley River Valley beat Pleasant, then they lost to Harding, but then
Pleasant beat Harding. So none of that really makes any sense.
I think Pleasant's playing better ball, you know, now later on in the year. And they got that new coach, which, you know, I'm glad they got a new coach because that guy did it the previous years, you know. He didn't do anything.
So you think maybe they came along?
I think they're, which is like Ohio State. Sometimes, you know, they might lose a game, you know, right off the bat or something. But, you know, when playoffs come and then the year comes, that's when you need to gel and start playing your best ball.
So the new coach is getting better, so the team is getting better as the season goes on.
Yeah, and this is only his first year. He's a young guy, but, it really makes a difference when coaches a lot of times.
I think you're right, and I think, well, maybe as time goes on, maybe he didn't understand the importance of the River Valley game, or it was only his third or fourth game out. That could explain what happened.
Well, you know, it's comical because that guy, you know, I don't know, Pleasant would never, you know, have a chance to beat Harding, you know. Harding has so many players compared to Pleasant have to play, you know, there are people on defense and offense. Well, we've seen the last few years that Pleasant does have a chance to beat Harding and even shut him out this time.
That's true. They came in. I think Pleasant really wanted to win that game, too, after the loss to River Valley.
Well, that could be.
I think there's just a rivalry that goes on there. And then when Harding came along and beat River Valley, I think then Pleasant went, well, gee whiz, we really got to beat them.
That gives them good computer points.
I think you're right. And I think now Pleasant is assured a spot in the playoffs. So we'll see how that all shakes out.
Yeah, they're not going to win nothing, but.
Well, hopefully, maybe they'll get one in there.
Hopefully they'll get one. Now's the time to play. I mean, if you can win at this stage of the game, you know, you might have a job.
Yep, now's the time to get it done. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, 51 minutes past the hour. Well, we're knocking some of these out of here. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies was number one. 39 people said daisy. Dandelion was number five. 3 people said dandelion. And plastic fake flowers is number 6 on the list. 3 people said plastic fake flowers. All right. 3 answers left to go. 3 down, 3 left to go. Who's got the 3 that are left? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? I think this will be in my brain for the next few days, that little rhyme there. We got daisies. Daisies are number one. We've got dandelions. Dandelions are number 5. We've got fake flowers. Fake are number 6. Still 3 on the list. 2, 3, and 4. Does anybody know what those could be? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the remaining 3? Well, 53 minutes past the hour, 7 minutes left to go here. 7 minutes left to go, and 3 answers left on the board. Are we going to get those 3 answers? We've got 3. We need 3. Daisies, dandelions, and fake flowers. 3 left to go. 2, 3, and 4. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Do we know the remaining 3? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 47 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. And 3 answers left to go that we're having a struggle to get here on this Monday morning. You know, coming off this weekend with all the rainy, cold, dark weather, maybe there's just a lot of depression going on out there this morning. You never know. Three answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say wildflowers, or they call them prairie flowers, just out in the wild.
No wild or prairie flowers.
No wild or prairie flowers on the list here today. Still got three left to go. Are we going to get them?
Go ahead, caller.
How about carnations?
Carnations, number two on the list. So carnations aren't very expensive.
They're not. I like daisies better than carnations.
You know, I've heard people who like daisies. I don't hear about carnations a whole lot.
No, I love daisies.
Yeah.
They're just fresh, springy, and they just make you happy.
Are you a fan of Sweetest Day?
Oh, Jeff and I have been married so long. He's my sweetie 365 days of the year.
See, I think that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right, roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? We've got carnations now. Two left to go here on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
What about carnations?
We just got carnations, number two.
So what are the options so far?
We've got daisies, carnations, dandelions, and fake flowers. Two left to go.
I'll just take a guess. What about tulips?
Tulips, number four on the list.
Yay!
You got tulips. Thanks.
Now we're down to one. We've got 4 minutes left. One answer left. Daisies was number one. Carnations, number two. Tulips, number four. Dandelions, number five. And fake flowers, number six. One answer left to go. Who's got it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? One answer left. 57 minutes past the hour here. 3 minutes left to go. Are we going to get this one answer with 3 minutes left to go? 39 people said daisies. 38 people said carnations. 6 people said tulips. 3 people said dandelions. 3 people said plastic fake flowers. One answer left to go. It's number 3 on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Under 3 minutes left to go. Who's got the final answer? Well, we know we got a lot of people out there thinking about what the answers might be, but we do not have the final answer yet. Wouldn't it be good to finish off this category today in the next 3 minutes? So I don't have to say this anymore. Roses are red, violets are blue. What kind of flowers do cheap guys buy you? Daisies, carnations, tulips, dandelions, and fake flowers. Those are the answers that we have. What answer do we not have with about 90 seconds left to go in the program at this particular point? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Approaching the 60-second mark here. Is anybody going to get the right answer? Boy, I hope so.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try geraniums.
Not geraniums.
No geraniums on the list here today. Well, we're at the minute mark. Okay, I'm going to give you a hint since we're at a minute. If you were really cheap, what would you do? Really, really cheap. And it's Sweetest Day, and everybody's supposed to give flowers. What might you do? That's the hint.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say mums.
Not mums.
Mums not on the list. Let's say you were extraordinarily cheap on Sweetest Day, and you wanted to give flowers, what might you do? you know, this is not a type of flower. Let's put it that way. This is not a type of flower. The final answer. Why it's in this list, I have no idea. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a cactus.
Not a cactus. Not a cactus. Not a type of flower, but you know what? I think we've run out of time here. Think on this overnight. We'll come back and do it again tomorrow.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M